The Last Lesson. Chapter 1. The Late Student.
Oh no! Look at the clock!
I said to myself.
I am late!
I jumped out of bed. Then, I quickly got dressed and ran from the house. On my back was my book bag. But being late was not my only problem. Today, the teacher, Mr. Hamill, was going to question us about participles. I knew nothing at all about participles. What was I to do? When I got outside, though, suddenly, it didn't seem that I was late at all. The air was filled with the sound of birds. And behind the sawmill, the Prussian soldiers were marching. Their leader called out the count for their steps. I began to walk more slowly. Birds and Prussian soldiers were much more interesting to me than participles. And the outdoors on a day like this was heaven.
Maybe,
I thought to myself,
I should not go to school. Maybe I should stay outdoors and enjoy the sights and the sounds. But no, I cannot do that. I must go to school. School is very important.
I did not know why that was so, but for some reason, it just seemed to be. Again, I began to run to school. As I passed the town hall, I saw many people standing in front of a bulletin board. For 2 years now, that was where all the bad news had come from. It was mostly bad news about the war.
There must be more bad news,
I thought. Bad news. School. I had forgotten all about participles. I began to run. But Mr. Wachter, my father's friend, stopped me.
There's no need to hurry, son. You have enough time for school.
I did not understand what he meant. I looked at him for a moment, and then I started to run again. When I got to school, I was out of breath.